I love a beautiful lawn. I hate doing lawn care. That's why I use True Green. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. We all know those are some nice greens. So just imagine what they could do to your lawn. All you have to do is water and mow. And to top it off, when you sign up for an annual plan by April 20th, get one application free. Visit truegreen.com for the best lawn at the best price. Guaranteed. Restrictions apply.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to yet another podcast from Doug Benson. I've teamed up with my friend Doug Millard, who
Hello.
I have standing by right now in Santa Fe. Hello, Doug.
Hello, DB. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm excited to go out on this new venture with you where we're going to try to find all the best Dougs in the world and talk to them. And but I'll mostly joke around and have fun, and we'll have special guests every episode, and today is no exception. In addition to the two Dougs that are hosting the show, we're going to be joined by our friend Amy Miller.
Yeah,
and we're just going to set this thing up. We're just going to set the table, if you will, and tell people what to expect from this podcast.
It's funny because you said there's going to be a lot of jokes, but I thought this whole time it was going to be a very serious podcast about Dougs.
Well, I wish we'd discussed that, but I figure, you know, since you are a stand-up comedian, you could probably make the adjustment.
Yeah.
And starting next week, we're going to have new episodes every week, and on each episode, we're going to try to get a different Doug from all walks of life to appear with us and discuss what it's like having the name Doug and living as a Doug.
Yeah, it's not a name that really pops or stands out.
Yeah, it's not the worst name you could have, and it's certainly not the best. So the people saddled with the name Doug, they have to, you know, prove themselves.
Saddled is a good word.
I mean, Douglas is cool. I mean, it sounds distinguished, which, you know, neither of us are at all.
Right.
You know, so they should have looked at us as babies and went, well, these guys aren't going to walk around smoking cigarettes with a holder.
Well, yeah, it's like, you know, the word Douglas has been around forever. But yeah, who cut off the less at what point in history and went with Doug? Cause I feel like Douglas to Doug, it just lose all the distinguishment like right away. Is distinguishment even a word?
That's why some a-holes like on, Wikipedia or IMDb or something, their name will be listed as Douglas and then in quotes, Doug, and then their last name, you know, right. Like Doug is the nickname. Which those things always crack me up because I never understood any of those. I don't know how you get Dick out of Richard, although most of them that I met are. It's just weird how people just have to shorten names all the time.
Yeah. But yeah, that whoever that first Douglas was that cut it to Doug just kind of ruined it, you know?
Like, I assume it was somebody that knows that person. I don't think he did it himself. Call me Doug.
Yeah. I'm sick of being taken seriously. Please call me Doug from now on. It was a Sir Doug.
Yeah, it's just such a weird name once you've lopped off that last part.
Yeah.
I used to say in my act to very little laughter usually that I'd say it's true, I'm Douglas. I have no Doug. didn't make any, you know, it's just a non sequitur, and I couldn't figure out any way to, you know, really keep it in the act. But we are going to be joined every week by a professional comedian person who will, you know, just sort of be there to be a you know, the non-Doug point of view.
Right.
You know, to just sit there and just chip away at the Dougs. This is
a professional panel.
Yeah. And so joining us today, I'm so excited. Did I already say this? Am I repeating myself?
I think you did a little bit.
I think I did say already. I'm so excited that she's going to be here. And yeah. We're just going to, you know, talk Dougs. And I'm very excited about getting to the theme song.
Yeah.
I commissioned it, and I'm pretty happy with how it turned out.
Hey, Doug, sorry to interrupt. Producer Ryan here. Our guest has arrived.
Nice.
Hello. Yeah.
Hey.
So let's do this thing. Let's play that theme song and get going.
What'd you think, Amy?
That was really stupid. I love it.
I don't know why I was like, it needs to be metal and the vocals need to include a child.
I feel pumped. I'm definitely pumped.
That's where we, yeah. I mean, it just gets you in the mood to talk about Dougs, doesn't
all
it?
All dugged up.
Yeah. So
Dex, Dougs, and Rock and Roll.
Oh man, did we give this show the wrong title?
Episode like two, different title.
I'm about to get dug out. No,
nope. That's what we should do, is just have guests on the show and try to think of a better title for the show.
How's it going, Amy?
It's good. I miss you guys.
Yeah, I definitely miss you.
I mean, I'm pumped.
It sucks that we can't get together in person, but, you know, at least we can do this.
I know. I mean, I can't see you. What are you guys wearing?
I bet Doug, DB, could identify what I'm maybe wearing, what my theme is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wore the same pants the other day.
Oh, shoot.
I'm wearing a Nicolas Cage covered pants and a Nicolas Cage t-shirt. But Nicolas Cage on the t-shirt has a duck for a body for I don't know what reason.
A duck for a body?
A duck, not a Doug.
Do you think maybe he was a Nicolas Cage free duck?
Oh, yeah. You just solved a mystery that's been lingering for like months.
I think most ducks are cage free, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Isn't that the life of a duck? Welcome back, everybody, to Wide World of Ducks. We've decided to change the whole point of view of this podcast midstream. And Amy, where do you stand on ducks?
Terrified. Very
really?
Scared. Yeah, we had pet ducks as a kid. It wasn't
whoa.
A good idea. Well, my mom like bought some baby ducks for Easter, which is cute in that moment, like in a little basket, you know.
Yeah.
But then when they became adults and the boy one murdered the girl one in cold blood.
Oh.
And then and then he refused to leave our property, and we still have scars. I have a duck bite scar on my body.
Oh my god.
In 2020. So no, I don't like ducks.
So yeah, we made the right call because it was this close to Wide World of Ducks for real. And we were like, we're both named Doug, so maybe let's stick to that.
How long have the two of you known each other standing up comedians?
What do you think? Maybe like 10-ish years, you think?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I'm coming up on my 10th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
So maybe more like 8, but
okay.
Better friends in the last few years.
Yeah. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, did we meet at that Portland brunch show maybe?
The one that I was running?
Yeah, that was such a fun show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. God.
My legacy lives.
Remember real shows?
Yeah. Remember real comedy shows? Brunch at a dive bar?
I would kill for that right now.
I know, me too.
Yeah, there's lots of interesting venues there in Portland. Of course, that's where you and I met, Amy, because I rolled through Helium with Doug Loves Movies, and our boy, I think it was Sean Jordan, probably introduced us.
Yes, and we had so much fun, and the rest is herstory.
Yes, the rest is your story. I'm just in it. Yeah.
Long time.
So, what's that?
It's been a long time now.
Yeah. Well, Doug Loves Movies has been going for maybe 13 years. So maybe you might have met Doug Mellard and me both, you know, within a year or two of each other, maybe.
Oh, wow.
I did feel like my Doug number went up. There was a spike around 2012.
Oh my God, I was watching the coronavirus task force this morning talking about there's been a Doug spike.
And, oh no.
The country can't handle it.
Well, it's good for our podcast, though.
Exactly. That's the thing.
Divisive name and issue. So you guys are on the right side of things, and that's nice.
So how many times I always joke about it with you, Amy, but how many times do you think you've actually done Doug Loves Movies?
Including the at-home ones, I don't know, maybe like 30 or something, 25. It feels like
yikes.
Why yikes? That's a weird response.
I just, you know, just that it's a lot, and that, you know, but it's also as much as I love Amy, it's just also the number of actual episodes is so much more than that. So I think your guesstimate is a little on the low side, maybe, but I can't be absolutely sure.
Yeah, maybe so. I'll do a search. We'll do a search.
There you go.
Several different places.
So that's why, we've done it on the road and stuff. So, you know, since Doug and I both know you, we're, you know, excited to have you be the first guest on the show and the first non-Doug guest. We thought, you know, we'd just sort of take one episode to just chat with you about what we're doing here and then kind of set up what's going to happen. And then next week is going to be our very first Doug.
Yeah, we'll bring on
the already Doug. Have a lead on a pretty good Doug.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us who it is, Doug Mellard?
We've got a few good leads, but...
Yeah, but what's the one where yesterday you were like, are we going to talk about
this? Doug Aldrich from Whitesnake.
Wait. Do you know who that is, Amy?
He's in Whitesnake.
Yeah, did you know that?
Doug just said it.
I didn't cut him off on time. I forgot to tell you, Doug, I like to make everything into a game show, so I was going to ask if Amy knew who Doug Aldrich was. Because he's obviously a top Doug if he's a guitarist in Whitesnake.
That's amazing.
But also kind of invisible. Who's that lead guy in Whitesnake?
Well.
Coverdale? Is that his name, Coverdale?
No idea.
I'll do a quick search.
You guys really have no... So, Doug Mellard, you were doing research on a guy that's also in Whitesnake.
Yeah, David Coverdale.
David Coverdale, there you go.
What a great name.
How you missed the lead singer. The guy's got beautiful hair, this Doug Aldrich guy. Yeah, I know. I don't know that's really necessarily a selling point, on a reason for people to listen. But... we've got his phone number. We're going to reach out and, try to make it happen with that dude. And we also are going to take a brief commercial break, super brief, and then we will be right back.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back with more of the wide world of Dougs. There's so many Dougs out there, and our guest, Amy Miller, knows at least two of them because she knows both of us. But also, Amy, could you just tell us about the Dougs that you've encountered in your life? Any ones that you can remember? Famous or unfamous?
Infamous.
Infamous.
Well, yes, more infamous than it's. I think all the Dougs that I really like are comedians, which is. I guess that makes sense. And every single other one I ever met is terrible.
Oh, God. The non-comedian Dougs?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, maybe the comedian Dougs are, like, kind of forced into, like, comedy. Like, they're forced into, making people laugh and stuff because otherwise they just go unnoticed.
Yeah, or be made
they
fun
just
of.
Get, and then they just get bitter and angry because they're like, they're named Doug and nobody cares.
I feel like Doug is like a name where you're almost forced to have a sense of humor to be taken seriously, which is ironic.
Yes, and if you don't, there's something so wrong. Like, you don't know that we know that your name's Doug.
Yeah, because you'll also be called Dougie a lot. And if you can't think that's at least a little bit funny, what's wrong with you? I guess I don't know.
I have a bit about Dougs, which Doug has seen, because you once very sweetly came to see me at the Punchline on a night off that I no comedian's ever done that ever. So that was nice. And in the mid-2000s, there was like a scourge in the Bay Area of Dougs managing various restaurants and bars.
That a spike, I worked in, if you will.
Yeah, that I worked in and my brother worked in, and yeah, they were all bad. Just, and so in this bit, when around the country, I've often asked like if there are Dougs in the room, and I have to say it's pretty rare. It's maybe been less than five times that someone at least admitted to being a Doug.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of Dougs in the shadows.
Lurking.
Shadow Dougs. Black Doug.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for the Doug state.
Yeah, and then one manager I had was just such a fucking little weasel Doug, like he was like bad short, and because I like short guys. There's good short. There's also bad fat and good fat, like I'm good fat, but Russell Crowe is like Coke bloat. And this guy was that short, just so sneaky, super misogynist, just had these disgusting little children who would come into the diner and like suck on the ketchup bottles like they were bottles.
Oh
and
my then God.
Put them back on the table, but like never reprimand them. Oh, the worst. The worst.
That's perfect. I love it. I think we could get him on the show.
Well, he still manages that diner, Doug. So, yes, you can.
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn.
We'll ask about the ketchup bottles for sure.
That is wild. Also, one thing I'm looking forward about to with this show, though, is that I do, not in the media, and then I've also actually known, for some reason, Doug is actually a fairly frequent name for black men.
Yes.
Like, we can actually have people of color. I mean, we're not going to have any Hispanic people named Doug, because I know that that doesn't exist, because in Spanish class in high school, my teacher's like, what's your name? And I'm like, Doug. And he goes, well, I can't, you know, there's no Spanish word for that. And he goes, what's your middle name? And I'm like, Steven. And he goes, okay, you're Esteban. And you know why I never learned Spanish? Because when he would call on Esteban, I was the last person to know that he was calling on me.
My high school Spanish teacher called me Miller High Life. So.
Oh my God.
Sounds like yours was a little more professional than mine.
Yeah, what is that teacher up to these days?
Senor Ledesma. You know, he loved an outfit kind of like you, because he would do head to toe Garfield sweatpants.
No way.
At school. Oh, yeah.
And he called you Miller High Life in
class.
Yeah,
he was an icon. I mean, there might be some Hispanic Latinx Dougs. I don't know. I know there's going to be, like, maybe a lot of black guys who started as Douglas and then shortened to Doug or Dougie. And you're going to get, like, a fair amount of Asian guys, I think.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And yeah, it's like, seems like the world of sports has a lot of Dougs, and that also probably falls in line with why we became comedians. It's kind of like those are a couple of different paths that Doug could take to get attention, is to be good at sports or to tell jokes, you know?
Mommy, what can Dougs do?
How can a Doug make it in this world, and why did you give me that damn name?
You guys should try to get Doug Marsh from Built to Spill.
Oh, Built to Spill.
Rules.
Yeah, that new album is incredible. Ugh. That would be amazing.
I love him. That guy wails.
Yeah, Doug Marsh?
Marsh, yeah. He's great. He's one of the best guitarists. Like, he's thought of, like...
Incredible.
Yeah, as an amazing guitarist. But yeah, he has a new album of Daniel Johnson covers.
And so good.
I saw Built to Spill. The only time I saw him live was at Bumbershoot in Seattle, and they stuck them on an afternoon, I think it was, in the like the Key Arena, which is kind of notorious for not having the greatest acoustics, and it did not sound good. So I've listened to, you know, I've heard their albums, so I know they're good, but it was that was unfortunate. But if I had known his name was Doug, I would have tried harder to find them a better venue. But
he also looks like a Doug that would be bad. And I think he's such an incredible guitar player, but I don't think he gets all the shine he deserves, because he's just like, you know, he's not like a frontman looking guy.
Yeah.
And so people like forget. And also he doesn't own it. He's not like, I'm one of the best guitar players ever.
Yeah.
My name's Doug.
Yeah, it's because of the Doug name. He's like subdued.
And his look, and yeah, he's very
subdued.
I saw them once, probably 15 years ago, at Stubbs Barbecue in Austin, and they closed on Lynyrd Skynyrd's Freebird, which doesn't go with anything else like their actual catalog of music.
No.
And you wouldn't expect it, but it was... like you were seeing Freebird in the heyday live. It was insane. It was like kind of hysterical in a way, but it was so good. It was really funny.
Oh yeah. I would have lost my mind.
Yeah.
Well, cause there's some asshole that always just yells Freebird, like thinking that's a hilarious thing to request when a band has their own music. And so that must have made that one guy so happy when they played.
It finally happened.
They're doing it for me, man. Yeah, but that's true. We definitely have some, some musician possibilities. But let me ask you this, Amy Miller. You never dated a Doug?
I have never dated a Doug. No.
Not even one date.
Actually, no, not even one date. The only Dougs that I have really adored have been comedians and gay guys, and I don't date those categories of people. Well, one category doesn't date me.
And, that's a great thing to ask, to wonder about, is gay Dougs. Is there any evidence one way or another that Doug would be, I guess there isn't. I guess it's just another name that, you know, when they put it on you at birth, you don't know if you're going to be gay or, you know, or not yet. Can't name a baby based on that. Our baby might be gay. we shouldn't name him Doug. I don't feel like that's the thing I hate about Doug, and you can back me up on this if you want, Doug, is that it's hard for people to understand what you're saying when you have to say your name to them in a loud situation.
Yeah.
Like in a bar or something, like if they need your name for your credit card or whatever.
Right.
It just sounds like, in a loud situation, it just sounds like you're going, ugh!
Yeah. Ugh!
Yeah. My name Doug.
And maybe it's just me. Maybe I have terrible handwriting, but if I'm spelling my name, D-O-U-G, if I put the little line coming down from the U, it can sometimes look like dong. It turns into an N. And that has happened many times, and I've been
that
made.
I like.
It's, yeah.
And, I mean, you know,
I'm not upset
I don't
at
know,
it.
Man, I would go see a comedian named Dong Mellard.
In a second. I actually thought I was coming on Wild World of Dongs today. That was hard to say.
Amy, we need you to come on a podcast and talk about all the dongs you've met.
Oh, how much time do you have? Yeah, I've never seen a Doug Dong.
Oh, wow.
I haven't really thought about it.
I don't think that's another thing. I guess they can't know when they name you how big your junk's going to be, but I don't feel like there's a lot of big dick Dougs.
You have kind of an idea. I have seen a lot of baby penises, oddly, and you can tell.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. I'll tell you, there's a comedian, it's inappropriate if I say it, but there's a comedian we all know, I'll tell you after, who has a child I have cared for that has the biggest child penis I've ever seen.
Whoa.
And his dad is like notorious also for, I've never seen it, but it's it's pretty
Welcome
remarkable.
To Wide World of Dongs. They went from ducks to Dougs to dongs, and then I presume we'll go back to Dougs.
We'll talk about dough.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens to me a lot, is when somebody tries to write down Doug, they add an H for some reason at the end. I'm always like, okay, I guess I should eat less. I guess they think my name is Doe.
Here's your coffee, bread boy.
It's weird because you don't see a lot of Dougs. You don't hear about a ton of Dougs. So growing up, any Doug that I would come across, that there was like a Doug Smith that played for the Dallas Mavericks, and I grew up in Dallas. And he was like, I think he was like a bench player. He wasn't like a star, but I rooted for him so hard. And then kind of similarly, when I saw donut spelt with dough in it, with the word Doug, I was so excited for whatever reason. Maybe because I'm
so
stupid.
Cute.
I also really like donuts, so maybe that was part of it.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'll get an occasional Instagram photo sent my way when like a sign, you know, says donuts and the H is out.
Yeah.
And it'd be Doug Nuts.
I've never seen any.
I mean, I enjoy that one, but the one I enjoy the most is when I drive by a Black Angus steakhouse and the G is out.
Yeah.
I'm just too childish to not laugh at anus.
I guess, Amy, it'd be weird if you saw, you didn't see any Doug dongs, but you did see some Doug balls for some reason. I don't know how that would work.
You know, someone pranking me.
Yeah, I guess the zipper
classic
trick.
Yeah. I sat in gum. Everybody loves that game.
You guys are probably, this is probably before your time, but I wanted to talk about how, because I had this idea, there used to be a song it's really catchy that they would sing for Armor Hot Dogs.
Oh,
about all the different types of kids that like Armor Hot Dogs.
Armor Hot Dogs. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And so I thought, oh, I'll just change. instead of the word kids, I'll just change it to Doug's, and we'll have like a cute little song to go with our show. And then I realized what a weird ass. This is the original. This is what they sing in that commercial. Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks, tough kids, sissy kids, even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor
hot dogs. The dogs kids love to bite. Now, there's so much going on there.
Oh my God.
I mean, that they come out of the gate with fat kids is like, wait a second. I mean, you're selling hot dogs here. it seems very evil. But then climb on rocks, okay, you know, they're getting the kids out there doing some stuff. But then that the word sissy is ascribed to, there's just a group of kids who are sissies.
Wow.
In a TV commercial for hot dogs.
Yeah. But chicken pox things, you think maybe don't feed your kid that's going through chicken pox a hot dog, you know, for lunch.
Well, maybe I think they mean just the kids that had it and then they're, you know, they're not going to, isn't that the thing you're not supposed to get again?
Yeah. There you go. Mystery solved.
I think that's how it used to be. I think now you can get it again. I think you can get like, you know, super chicken pox or something.
Oh, Lord.
I saw kids now just like don't get it at all usually, but our generation,
they do seem pretty dumb.
I feel like we all got it once.
Yes.
Like yeah.
I did not care for that.
Have like chicken pox scars. A lot of scar talk.
Yeah. Ducks and chicken pox. Ducks and chickens.
We're going to be showing off our tattoos soon.
Oh, God, no.
Doug, have you ever had any, like, friends that are, like, a friend that's not, you know, like, obviously we know some comedians named Doug, like Doug Stanhope, but
right.
Have you ever hung out with another Doug that wasn't because you're both stand-ups?
Well, I was named after two Dougs. My dad had he had two best friends named Doug in high school. They had us pretty early, just after high school. And his saying was, I never met a Doug I didn't like. That's why I named me Doug. But my joke is that that's a lot of pressure for a baby immediately, you know? It's like, oh, I better live up to those other Dougs. So there's obviously my namesake. And it was weird. One of the namesakes I hadn't seen probably since childhood, I saw him a couple years ago at a wedding. And he came up to us, and his wife was a speech therapist. My wife's a speech therapist. We were making similar jokes. It was really weird. It was really bizarre. It's like a bizarro Doug mirror thing. But outside of him, there was one Doug in high school that also had a pretty good sense of humor, but not a lot of Dougs outside of the, again, yeah, I think we all know several comics named Doug, but yeah, not a lot of like non-comedian Dougs out there that I've interacted with.
All right. Well, I have been trying to think of any other Dougs I know that aren't a comic, and I haven't come up with anybody.
Man.
I just said, we don't befriend each other. I think I knew No, that guy's name was Edward.
Close.
I feel like not a lot of people keep Douglas either. I like the name Douglas, but I don't think I've ever met one that really hung on to it.
Yeah.
It's classy for sure. And I think part of the reason we feel that way is because Douglas is such a great last name, you know, for like Kirk Douglas and Michael Douglas.
Frederick Douglas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I think growing up, like your parents would yell, Douglas! And it just seems like a thing to stay away from because it's just a mad yell.
It's a very funny word. It feels like someone's just trying to like hastily feminize Doug. What about Douglas?
Yeah, we tried Dougette and we just didn't like it.
By the way, I Googled female version of Doug just a little bit ago and it says a girl in red comes up and I have no idea what that means. So maybe somebody listening can, I sent it to DB. It says it is too trendy and made up for the personal taste, but maybe appeal to you. A girl in red is correct though. I don't understand that. What does that mean?
I don't know.
What is Google doing? What is happening?
I don't know. It just couldn't compute female Doug. It's just not a thing. It just made up a lie.
Just starts talking about some girl in red?
Yeah, it's a girl in R-E-A-D. It did, like none of it makes sense. I'm so confused.
Literally I think you bizarre. Need to learn how to R-E-A-D.
Yeah, maybe I'm just illiterate. I'm just trying to translate these symbols online for you guys, but not very good.
All right, so let's take turns spitballing, Dougs that we should be reaching out to. Starting with, have you guys seen those commercials for Liberty Mutual?
Yeah.
Yes.
With the emu and Doug.
Oh, right.
You know
yeah,
that guy?
Like that's the thing about Doug is it's often like a comedy name. Like if you just say Doug, people immediately know, oh, that's some sort of mild-mannered nerd of some kind, you know. And it's just these commercials drive me crazy because it's, you know, they play this like exciting detective, 70s detective music, you know. And they're like, it's the emu and Doug.
Yeah.
And Doug just seems like so tossed off. But Doug does all the talking in all these commercials. And there's just an emu sitting there doing nothing.
And, yeah, it's funny because emu is the joke part. But the Doug part in that sentence feels like the punchline. Just the word Doug.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's a fucking emu. Emu's the funny part.
Yeah.
You know, there used to be a guy that would go on TV all the time with a puppet emu, and the joke was every time the puppet emu would just start attacking him, and even though he's operating the puppet, it was really funny that this puppet would just, you know, start, you know, biting him and throwing him to the ground. And but his name was Rod Hull, and the act was called Rod Hull and His Emu. And that's where the laugh is, at emu. But these new commercials, the emu and Doug. And then, of course, Doug is, like, way too into insurance and trying to get people insured.
And he's like an insurance cop or something.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Yeah. So
I think you could get that guy. He's probably, like, a UCB person.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm saying I'm interested in a person like him who is saddled now with being called Doug by strangers for the rest of his life.
Oh, right.
So he's essentially a Doug now. He's a backdoor Doug.
Well,
or he's an actor named Doug who they cast as Doug.
Yeah, as himself.
Probably. He looks like a Doug. I don't know what that means, but you guys do.
A few months ago, I had an audition for a TV show that I was like so excited to get to audition for. And so super into it. And, you know, it felt like they were like reaching out for me specifically, even though, you know, they always bring in a million actors. And they send me the sides and the character's name is Doug and I didn't get it.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God. No.
And it just felt so perfect. Like it feels like if the character's name is your name and they bring you in for the part, they know what they're doing, right? Don't they know that you're thinking, oh, this is gonna, I've got this part.
Well, did you bring your emu?
That was the thing, is I had no idea that, you know, the guy who ended up getting the part, he did bring an emu and that's how he got the part. Like, I didn't know. I just thought I was auditioning to be, you know, with an emu. I didn't know. I had to bring my own.
And now you're just going to bring one to every audition henceforth.
I mean, who wouldn't want to meet an emu?
Right.
I would get so much work. All right. Who wants to go next? Who's got another Doug we should try to talk to?
Go for it, Amy. Do you have one you're thinking of?
Is DJ Doug Pound's name actually Doug? I don't really know him well.
In the name Doug Pound, it's spelled with two G's.
His name must be Doug, right? You guys don't
it
know
has
him?
To be. Yeah, yeah.
I think he is. He was on...
very funny.
He was.
Yeah, it is Doug.
Yeah, he was a guest on Doug Loves Movies one time when we did it outside at a music festival up in near Vancouver, and Pemberton Music Festival is what it was called. And, you know, it was a terrible idea to begin with for me to do Doug Loves Movies, you know, outside at a music festival. And then to make matters worse, you know, he seemed like a very nice guy, DJ Doug Pound, but, you know, we thought, oh, it'll be fun for him to have his DJ set up, and he can do drops. He can, like, make funny noises throughout the show. But, like, unless you're really, like, in sync with the funny noise guy, and you're trying to do a show, and he's just dropping in funny noises, and you're at a music festival where none of the audience really cares about if there's any funny noises being dropped in.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But I'd like to, you know, he's a cool dude. I'd like to bring him on the show and talk to him about being a dog.
I just got into a country artist named Dougie Poole. And he's great. I think you'd actually really like him, Amy. He's got some kind of like haunting kind of almost psych country music. It's really good. But
I got to check that out.
Yeah, I think he'd be a good guess. I don't know where he's from, but he has a song called Los Angeles, where it's got LA in the title. He's also got one called Vaping on a Job that is great, but I think he'd be a cool guest.
But what's his name?
Dougie Poole.
P-O-O-L?
E, yeah. P-O-L-A-E, yeah.
Cool. And
I think it's interesting that he's a musician. Yeah, going by Dougie. I think that's pretty unique.
Yeah. I mean, because that just leads to, especially nowadays, just lots of teach me how to Dougie talk. That's probably
right. Hey, there's somebody. We could get the guy from Cali Swag District that wrote that song.
Does he spell it like Dougie Fresh or just like Dougie?
Which one? Oh, Dougie Poole?
Yeah.
Oh, no, like Dougie, like I.E.
Oh, okay.
But Dougie
Fresh.
Yeah,
I wasn't even thinking middle initial on that. I was just thinking Dougie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dougie Poole. All right. I'll check out that.
He's incredible, yeah.
Into that. Doug, do you remember when we went and talked to Tom Papa and Fortune Beamster?
Yeah.
We're at Sirius XM on their show Netflix is a Joke Radio or whatever it's called.
Right, yeah.
I recently saw it because binge watching a TV show from a few seasons back that I just never noticed, and I really like it a lot. It's called Life in Pieces, and it was a CBS sitcom that lasted for like four seasons, and I'd never seen any of it. It stars Colin Hanks and a few other funny people, and so I was watching it. And Fortune shows up as this obnoxious woman that's on a blind date with this guy. And her name is Dougie.
Yes.
That's so great.
And so they just call her Dougie a lot. She keeps talking. She says it a few times. And it's just like, it's so funny. And I think she mentioned that to us when we were on with her.
Right.
She was like, I played a Dougie. But I wasn't familiar with the show she was talking about. So then when she popped up on there and I saw it, I was very delighted. But also, anytime she acts in something, I think she's so, I mean, I like her in all areas, but she's so fucking good. Did you guys see Office Christmas Party?
Yeah, she's a star. She's so funny. Yeah,
oh my God, her scenes with Jennifer Aniston, because she's like driving an Uber that Jennifer's in. Jennifer's name in the movie is Carol, and the way Fortune says Carol and the way she constantly says it, because don't you hate it when your driver gets gets a hold of your name and then uses it too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she just keeps going, Carol, Carol.
Well, the way she talks is already so funny. So anything she says is like,
it's very natural. Like all her roles, anything she plays. That's funny. She had a scene with Jennifer Aniston, as did you, Doug.
Oh, that's true. That is a very good point.
How does that get us to Kevin Bacon?
Yeah, that you know, what's her Fortune scene is in the, you know, the outtakes from it are in the end credits because she said so many funny things they didn't use in the movie, and I didn't have any outtakes or alternate takes on Friends. I got two times to do it, and the time Jennifer did it right was the one they used. Like the first take, I destroyed it. Like the audience laughs for way too long at my line, and it kind of threw her off. So they did it again, and then of course it's just a regular laugh because they already heard me say it, and then she got her part, and then that's the take they used. Oh, the life of a Doug is really something. Are the two of you familiar with Doug the Pug?
Oh, of course.
No, I've missed this.
Oh, you got to check it out then.
Is it an Instagram pug?
Tell us about Doug the Pug, Doug.
Well, he's just an adorable dog named Doug. it's a really
good name for a dog.
It's amazing. I think. He has like 4 million Instagram followers, right? Something like that.
That many?
I think so.
I got, yep. I mean,
4 mil.
Immediate follow from me. No question.
Yeah.
Do you think that
we could get,
I mean, would the owner of Doug the Pug be somebody we'd want to talk to?
I think absolutely. That's a great idea.
Yeah, whole pet talent business is very interesting. Those guys make a lot of money off their dogs.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know if Doug Mellard has monetized it yet, but he has an adorable dog that has an Instagram account.
We've really just used it to give money back to the shelter that we found her at.
Aww.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we sell calendars every year. I'll send you guys both one if we have some here. My dog's Penny, at the Luckiest Penny on Instagram. She has 43,000 followers, which is way many more than I have.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it is and it isn't, as I'm a jealous man. But I'm just going to ride my dog's coattails to fame. But
people are like, why is this dog promoting an album taping?
Yeah. I mean, do you think, could you maybe throw in a few posts on that, on your dog's?
Oh yeah, I haven't really.
Show, can you promote this show?
Yeah, we could definitely. We were just actually talking about it. It came up right before I got on. My wife Flynn, on her like Facebook, you know, memories or whatever, it popped up a year ago today that Penny, you called her to the stage on a Doug Loves Movies at the UCB, and like the pictures are insane because she looked like she was born ready to just be out there and perform for the audience.
Aww.
It's adorable, but. Yeah, I haven't used it too much to promote my stuff, but we could definitely promote this. I just didn't promote my own stuff because my albums are called Fart Safari and Fart Safari 2 and all that. It just didn't feel right for a dog audience. But
here's what you do is you promote the podcast, tag Doug the Pug, animal that
Yeah, I like it. I mean, because we're going to be an animal-friendly podcast because we both love animals.
For sure.
And we're not, you know, we're not going to hurt any animals on the show.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it's the least I could do is not hurt animals on this podcast.
I saw that animal right before we started recording.
Oh, my God. What was it?
My cat killed something. It's fine. Oh. It was
cats are crazy like that.
Was it a duck?
I wish.
I mean, the things your cat is killing that you don't know about is just, it's crazy.
No, I always know about them.
Your cat always brings it to you, like, and presents it?
She makes sure I know somehow. In this case, this is very sad. People are going to be mad at me. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, don't do that.
My cat has a bell. She truly doesn't, like, kill that many things with the bell. And so I think, I don't know, if you're a bird and you got by a old fat cat with a bell, maybe it was your time. I don't know. But
I love that you put a bell on it, though.
Well, I don't want the birds to die.
Yeah, that's so nice of you. I mean, most people, the cats go outside and they just
have their own life.
Death march. Like, that's why there's cats all over Disneyland that you don't see when you're there, but they live there because there would just be, you know, you can't have rats at Disneyland, so they'd rather just have a bunch of wild cats that hide from the public during the day, and then at night they just go around killing all the rats.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll send her there.
That'd be a fun, like, work vacation for your cat.
Have you, Amy, have you ever had, I lived with my brother a while back, and he had this cat, Willie Nelson, that was great. He just passed away. Rest in peace, Willie. But
the cat, right?
The cat, sorry, Willie.
Mike, I haven't looked at the internet yet today.
And the reason he was named Willie Nelson, by the way, my sister-in-law really wanted to keep this cat. It was kind of coming by, and my brother was on the fence, and it was raining one day, and she just started calling him Willie Nelson. And she was like, you wouldn't let Willie Nelson be out in the rain if it was really Willie Nelson. He's like, no. So they brought him in, and then it was our cat. But have you ever had, he one time brought in, like DB just said, Doug said, presented us this bird, and we were like, what do we do with this in our apartment? And we went to move it, and it was definitely still alive. It was just really stunned, and it startled us so much. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's the worst, because then you're like, I gotta fucking finish off this bird.
I know.
Like some sort of person from The Sopranos.
Right. Ugh.
She usually presents it. Today she was just like screaming in the backyard, so I knew there was something she was very proud of. And then I went out there, and then all the birds were also screaming because they were like watching. It was very sad, and I'm sorry to everyone who's a vegetarian. But she ate it, and so she's not coming back inside for at least a week.
I love, we just talked about this being like pet friendly, and now we're just talking about animals getting murdered.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You know,
there's lots of cat lovers. We could just count on the cat lovers to know that that's just cats have just, that's what they, you know, that's what they do. They're
nature.
You know, yeah. It's just nature doing its thing. Dogs would kill birds if dogs could get their shit together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dogs just chase other animals and never really actually catch them and kill them.
Nope. Every night, our dog Penny, we're in Santa Fe right now for quarantine, and there's lizards and rabbits all around. Countless times a day, she chases them. She has not caught one thing. Not even close.
Okay, so what about... You know, we love having women on the show, and we'll have, you know, been on every week along with our Doug guests. But there's a comedian named Lori Douglas.
Oh.
I don't know her.
I don't know where I found out about her. Maybe somebody tweeted it at me.
But you're going to get into last name Doug's?
Well, that's, I'm just throwing it out there because, you know, we want to have interesting guests, and we want to have guests every week. I mean, sometimes Doug and I could just chill with whoever, but.
Amy mentioned the holy grail of Doug's, Dougie Fresh.
Yeah.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. That would. When we were having the Dougie pool debate on how he spelled it.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
she said, like Dougie Fresh.
Yeah.
To me, he feels like, at least until someone else convinces me otherwise, he feels like the holy grail of, to me, he's the Doug that certainly has been referenced the most to me.
Yeah. That's,
you know what I mean? Like when you say your name's Doug, you know, square white guys love to go, Dougie Fresh.
Yeah, within minutes. Like, you don't know this person, but they will call you Dougie Fresh.
It happens, and Pete Holmes calls me that every time I see him. Which is neither here nor there.
You said square white guys. not super cool ones.
I was already thinking of Pete when I was saying it, and then I decided to go ahead and throw him under the bus, because that bus is going to just hit him and stop. And no one's
I would
he's a big man.
The top four Doug nicknames, Dougie Fresh is number one. Then you think Dougie Doug, probably.
Yeah.
Which would be a great guess. And then honorary Doug's, Doogie from Doogie Howser.
Oh.
When that came out, I was Doogie for a while. And I still get that on occasion. And then Doug Funny, you know, because of the TV show Doug.
Yeah.
Which was voiced
by Doug West. We had spoken on one of the shows that we went on to promote this show about how the voice of Doug on the Doug cartoon is Billy West, right?
Yeah, yeah, and which
He'd be interesting to try to talk to. And also, I'm saying all this because I want people, the listeners, to be engaged. I mean, especially if you're a Doug, you should reach out to us. But if you know any Dougs, you know, especially if you have access, like a phone number and everything, to, you know, if you can get us to Dougie Fresh or Dougie Doug or Billy West.
Yeah.
I don't know any of these people, but we can, you know, we could try to figure it out.
So work together. It's a casting call for all Dougs.
Yeah. Amy, how much of a follower are you of, I assume Doug knows nothing about her. How much do you know about Ariana Grande?
A medium amount.
Yeah, you hear about stuff that's going on with her every once in a while, right?
Yeah.
Her tour manager and best friend is 25 years old, and his name is Doug Middlebrook.
Okay. Whoa. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a real good one. If we could get that guy to come on.
That'd be incredible.
Because I'm a fan. I think she's very talented. So
she's so talented.
The fact that he's 25 and somehow she trusts him and he runs her stuff, her tour. That's pretty incredible.
She's awesome at that age.
Yeah.
She's acting now, right?
She should. She does spot on impressions.
Yeah, singing impressions.
Like singing ones and talking. She can do her Jennifer Lawrence it's crazy good.
Yeah.
Whoa. Like
she is so talented. And, you know, her pop songs are just the tip of the iceberg, because that part, I want more of the iceberg. I don't like the tip. I don't like her songs, really. I don't find them, I'm talking too much shit. We want to get her.
No, I mean, they're not for you either. So it's fine that, you know, I love her songs.
Yeah, no, I just think she's crazy talented. So whenever she sings a song, I know I love it, but.
I feel like I just saw her act in something and I was like, holy cow, she's so good. Like, she's really, really good. But I can't think of what.
I think she'll be quite good at it. And speaking of acting and filmmaking, there's a great director who I am a big fan of.
Ooh.
But hasn't become, I don't think he's known as a great director because, you know, his name's Doug. his name is Doug Liman.
Yeah.
And I've been a fan ever since he directed Swingers and then Go. And then
Edge of Tomorrow, right?
He did Edge of Tomorrow, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the first Bourne movie.
Wow.
I think the first one. But I think he's only made like one movie that I was like, whatever. One of my favorite directors, enjoy him a lot. A few weeks ago, you know, of course, I'm thinking about Doug's and Doug's the book on the show. I just noticed that he's following me on Twitter.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so I wrote him a direct message. Haven't heard a word.
Aw, come on, Doug.
Wait, which Doug are you talking to?
You, all the Dougs.
Come on, Dougs, just get it together, all Dougs. Well, this has been a really, really helpful start, I think. I hope everybody that's listened enjoys what we've been talking about and where this is going. There's, you know, so much more to come in the wide world of Doug's. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, you know, the Spotify or the, you know, there's a bunch of them.
Apple.
Podcast Addict, Google Play.
Stitcher.
Yeah, Stitcher is a good one. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of places now, and apparently we don't care anymore which one you listen, just as long as you listen. That's the main thing. Anything you'd like to plug, Amy Miller? And thank you again for being the first to come out here and freely and openly talk about your Doug experiences.
I'm so flattered. Nothing to plug. I just love Dougs. I love you guys. I got to go follow this pug right away.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I
clear
wrote
out
that
a
down.
Couple hours of my day.
It's pretty cute.
Yeah, I bet you that dog already has like hundreds of pictures to sort through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing on my Instagram, but man, when I go to that page where it's just like, you know, just random shit to look through, mm-hmm. they really throw a lot of dogs my way.
Good.
Yeah, I guess I just post enough about dogs that they figured out that I wouldn't mind some doggy pictures.
Doug loves dogs.
Mm-hmm. must love Dougs and dogs. And Doug Mellard, Fart Safari 3 is coming out soon.
Yeah. Amy was at one of the recordings, so it was very nice of you to come by.
Oh.
Yeah. Is that the one that's coming out now?
Yeah, it's quarantine kind of threw it off a little bit, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. You were very funny, as always. No,
thank you. You too. Yeah.
We need a closing line, Doug. We never really discussed like how we can jump out of this thing at the end.
I feel like we had something and then you say something and I yell, "On Wide World of Dougs!"
Oh, really?
Did I make that up?
No, that sounds good.
Yeah, but like I don't remember the beginning like part.
A different Doug pun every time, you know?
Yeah.
See how many you can come up with.
That also sound like a closing line?
Yeah. Like, okay. It's another Doug Day afternoon.
Here. Oh, that's good.
All right. Well, that's the first one then. I'll say it. Get ready to play the theme, Ryan. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Amy.
It's been a Doug Day afternoon.
Got it.